You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And joining me now is City Manager Rory Watt here with some updates. Hello again, Rory.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's good to be talking with you again, especially on the other side, more or less on the other side of a crazy year. It's been a while since you and I have had an interview, so I'm glad to be talking with you. It's been just about a year now. It feels like COVID's been with us forever. So to start off, can you remember what you felt as the city and borough first began to mobilize?
What I felt, I don't know. That was a long time ago. I think we backed a couple decades into the last 11 months. I don't know. We've been trying to be strategic and staying ahead and trying to see, you know, into the future. And, you know, I think we have to be happy with what we've done. I think as a community, we've hung together pretty well. You know, the light at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the vaccine tunnel, hopefully is getting a little bigger.
So it sounds like you're more or less happy with how Juno kind of weathered this storm. But can you say a little bit more about how you feel about how the city responded?
Well, I mean, I think we got ourselves organized pretty early. I think Juno responded very well to the initial hunker down. I think Juno has responded really well to our early mask mandate, and we continue to wear masks. And I think probably that mask mandate is the number one reason that we've had lower cases than lots of places. As we've worked through the distribution of the Federal CARES Act, we've tried to spread that around to individuals and businesses and support the municipal budget. And I think that I feel pretty good about how we did that. And now we're vaccine specialists, and we're getting good at organizing mass vaccination events.
So tell me about what's coming up with the next vaccination event.
So we have a pod, point of distribution at Centennial Hall, March 11th, 12th. The sign-up for it starts tomorrow at noon. It's in the state tier system. So you've got to meet the criteria. And the state has a handy online questionnaire that you can fill out, yes, no questions. And so if you are eligible, by all means, sign up. Special focus on seniors. We still have some seniors out there who are unvaccinated. Last I saw, I think we've gotten 77% of our seniors as defined as over the age of 65. So that's good. And so my message for seniors, you know, there's been some hesitancy. Some people think, oh, other people deserve it more. Seniors, we want you. We want you because you're likely to have worse effects. And we want you because we don't want you in the hospital. We want to protect our healthcare workers. So special focus on seniors, although a lot more people qualify, including teachers. And so we hope teachers and seniors and other people get in. But starting at noon tomorrow, you can sign up. Juno.org will get you to the link.
Great. Thank you so much for that update and for those words of encouragement. I also wanted to check in about some of the city's policies and regulations and restrictions. We're at level one now. Yesterday, we actually had your Parks and Rec person on talking about what that means for the pools and the skating rink. But what does it mean for other elements of the city and borough?
So I think what it means, you know, businesses are of much fewer restrictions, but we want people to be sensible. I actually can't rattle that off the details on it today, but, you know, bars and restaurants can be open to higher capacity, but we're still doing masking and we're still trying to do barriers and checkouts and all those things. So I think it's kind of status quo with a little more capacity would be the summary. We still have some cases and some community spread. We've had a couple days with larger numbers, but those have been clusters that we think are well-contained family groups that don't pose risk to the community. And I think we're just kind of in this holding pattern until we can get quite a few more people vaccinated. We are up to around 7,600 people in Juneau have had at least one shot. And by mid-March, I think we'll be over 11,000, which is really terrific stuff. We in Juneau have about an eligible population of 26,000 who could get the vaccine, and that's basically over the age of 16. So it's, I think it's all about hanging together, wearing your masks until we can get everybody vaccinated, and hoping that those variants don't turn out to be another game changer.
What's your reaction to Governor Dunleavy having to isolate because of contact with someone who had COVID-19?
Well, that's the right protocol. That's what you're supposed to do. I sympathize with the governor. I don't want anybody to get COVID. So I hope he is in good health. And it sounds like they followed all the protocols. And I think it's important to remember that a lot of people through the course of their work come in contact. Some people, through their work, end up meeting with people. That's kind of a necessary function. And for the governor, he's probably got to meet with a lot of people. So I'm sorry he got COVID. I'm glad they caught it early, and I'm glad they've got him under medical care.
Moving forward, looking ahead, what are some of your biggest worries? I mean, we are in a good position now, and we have a holding pattern that we need to maintain. Do you feel like you can relax at all, or are you still worried about other things?
Well, I'm not really a worrier by nature.
lucky you.
I don't know how good I am at relaxing either, so to be totally honest about that. I think on the COVID front, just keeping everybody together and hoping 2 months from now, we really have really knocked down vaccination, hoping that the variants don't pose new problems, knowing that we're heading into a pretty tough economic budget season, cruise ship economy. I mean, the news is bad or there's no news, which is bad. We're increasingly looking like no ships this summer or very few. The municipal budget's going to be really tough, and I think that's going to pose a lot of challenges for the assembly and the public. Nobody wants to cut services. Nobody wants to raise property taxes. Draining some of our savings, I think, is viable, but how much of a drain, I think, is a good question.
Tough choices, Rory. I sympathize with that, and I know that it's, most people are happy that the vaccine is here and that the COVID rates are declining, but we still have to deal with the fallout, including how it's affected the economy, especially here in Juneau. So hopefully we can keep checking in with you and getting updates about that. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience before we say goodbye today?
I think people should make an extra special effort to look local, shop local. A lot of businesses really, really have had a hard time this last year. And so if we can keep the dollar circulating in town, I think that's really important. So think about those businesses that, they're not going to have a good summer this year. And it's going to be hard for a lot of small businesses to survive.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with me, Rory. I appreciate checking in with you and hearing the latest from you, our city manager. So take care and good luck with everything. And hopefully we'll be speaking again soon.
Thank you, Shelley. Take care.
Bye-bye.